Blog Talk Radio.
This is Don Alan Rico and Dr. Kenneth Rehm. Welcome to our 30-minute discussion today on the Foot Expert Online, discussing topics that can keep your feet healthy and affect your overall health. Our topic this morning is the fabulous foot massage. As Dr. Rehm always says, the feet are attached to the rest of the body. Yet, you know, sometimes the last thing to be taken care of is the feet. Now, massage is a great way to pamper your feet, and through the internet, you can read many things about the benefit of a foot massage, but we're going to get some great information today from Dr. Rehm. Our call-in number is 646-668-8875. Welcome to the show, Dr. Rehm. We're looking forward to what you have to say.
I'm glad to be here for this subject. I really am. It's one of my favorite subjects because, you know, the foot is attached to the rest of the body, and when you could do good for somebody, and by just massaging their feet, it feels good, and you know you're doing something good. It is a really rewarding experience.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about foot massage. Why? You know, I mean, I'm sure people have either, well, if they haven't had a foot massage, they definitely need to get one, but or have them done on a regular basis.
Well, so you say, tell me something about foot massage. Well, if there's anybody listening that doesn't like a foot massage, I'd like them to let me know. But there is nobody I have ever met that does not like a good foot massage. Just know that it feels good and it's therapeutic. It feels good and it's therapeutic, and both things are good. How can it be bad? The thing to know is, why does it feel good, and why is it therapeutic? And these are the things that we have to really understand. The first thing we have to understand is that when we massage the foot, we are stimulating the foot to stimulate the circulation. Massage stimulates the circulation. It increases the arterial flow and decreases the venous return, the little bit of swelling that we have in the foot. It decreases the inflammation and swelling, allows more blood flow to get in. We're manually releasing some of those waste products that accumulate after exercise and even before exercise. I have people that are using it to increase their running speed, not only daily as an exercise. You know, massage can be a great exercise for the foot. They're using it after a workout to mobilize the waste products that accumulate and re-energize the foot. I mean, this is part of the trend that's going on now, is reactivation after a run or after athletic activity. And so this is very important. And so basically that's, you know, the actual laying on of hands, the breaking up of adhesions as we massage the joints, and increases joint motion, which increases those joint fluids that actually help us move. I mean, what better way to feel good and to make your feet better? Therapeutic. I mean, this is tremendous. You know, one thing we could take home with this is anything that really feels good to the body, naturally, is really meant to be, not to excess, but is really meant to be. So,
okay.
I hope I answered your question, Don.
Well, you know, some of the things too is if you look it up, just type in foot massage, look up on the internet. you see where it talks about relaxation, stress relief, better sleep, improved circulation, like you were talking about. One that caught my attention is lower blood pressure, injury prevention, faster recovery. How are all these things related to the foot? You know, I mean, we've talked about the foot over and over again, and it seems like the foot's forgotten about, it's ignored, yet we look about the benefits of foot massage, and it's related to a lot of different things. How do they relate?
So ask your question again. What is it that you want related?
Well, like I say, is you see a lot of benefits of foot massage touted through, you know, whether it's reflexology or it's foot massage itself, where, you know, they talk about relaxation and stress relief, better sleep, improved circulation, lower blood pressure, injury prevention, faster recovery. Yet, like we've talked about over, you know, many different episodes, is that a lot of times, and that's why you have to say that the foot is attached to the rest of the body, because it's forgotten about a lot of times.
Well, so the answer, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, my question is if the foot is a lot of times forgotten about, yet there are so many benefits from, you know, taking care of the feet, why is it forgotten about? Why? How do these things relate to actual?
Okay, so it's just, all right, it's just what I said, is that when you massage the feet, you are increasing the circulation. You know, life is about circulation. Life is about blood flow. When you have good blood flow to the muscles, to the skin, all the parts of the body, it feels good. You're energized. That's oxygen in there. Oxygen regenerates. So in essence, what you're doing is improving the oxygen and by massaging the area. When you increase the blood flow, you're also washing out, if you will, some of the waste products, because you're increasing the blood flow and increasing the venous return. Venous return is stale blood flow. It's responsible for some of the swelling, inflammation, both intracellular and extracellular. And so it's bound to feel good. And when you mobilize the joints, and when you massage the muscles, releasing some of these waste products after injury, you are preventing re-injury. You are making the tissues stronger so that they function better and they don't get injured. Things get injured because they're stiff. They're not in shape. Stiff bones and stiff muscles and stiff skin is bad. And when you massage it, when you mobilize it, you're decreasing the stiffness that's involved. You're decreasing the stiffness, you're decreasing the adhesions, you're increasing the joint motion. And what is the net feeling? You see, it's not all about what is good for the body necessarily. It's what feels good, because what feels good for the body is also good for the body within reason. I'm not talking about drugs or anything like that. And so you naturally feel relaxed because you have a sense of renewal. Oxygen gives you a sense of renewal in the tissues. My gosh, have you ever had a massage done?
You know, when you talk about foot massage, and you asked that question to me, one time I was actually on a business trip into China, and the gentleman I was going with, my business partner, who basically I came along because I spoke English, and that's how we communicated with him. We went down in one of the hotels where we were at. And these two gals, we were sitting there side by side getting our feet massaged. And it seemed like these two gals, they were just having, you know, talking their Chinese. We didn't understand it, but they were laughing and giggling. And and just, you know, pressuring, putting pressure on our feet to a point where, you know, we were cringing, and but it felt good. I mean, they were doing it in a way that it ended up feeling good, you know, at the end. But you know, doing deep tissue a massage, maybe you could tell us a little difference between just a little, you know, pushing. I've had people, you know, just kind of touch your feet like they didn't want to do it, but these gals really got into it, and it was lasting, and it felt great. That was my best foot massage that I can remember.
Well, you know, basically foot massage is massaging the different levels of tissue in the foot. There are four levels. There are four levels of the foot: the skin, the subcutaneous, there are several layers of muscle, and then the deeper layers. And so when you affect these individual areas, you know, people label it deep tissue and all this kind of stuff. It's just labels. All you're doing is massaging and mobilizing and exercising with your hands the different levels of tissue. However, one has to understand what you're affecting. Now, some people go through the massage with the idea of stimulating the acupressure points. Well, let me tell you about acupressure. Acupressure came out as a pseudoscience somewhere after Nixon opened up China. That was, what, 1970s? Somewhere in there, 19... Okay, so Nixon opened up China and brought a bunch of information regarding acupuncture from China, which was previously behind the Iron Curtain. It was something we couldn't know or talk about. There was no information exchanged. And then all of a sudden, the information was exchanged. And the acupuncture, which is a Chinese science, basically an Asian Chinese science, is activating energy channels that go from the head to the toe. These are major energy channels. However, when we got information from China, when it was all opened up, we understand that these energy channels, which, by the way, go to every part of the body. There's liver, there's relaxation, there's kidneys, there's circulation along this main meridian, they call it, energy lines of the body from the head to the toe. And we have found out that these energy lines are reiterated in micro, in miniature, in several parts of the body. For instance, the back has a micro acupuncture system. The neck has a micro acupuncture system. The ears have a micro acupuncture system. The hands have a micro acupuncture system. And indeed, the foot has a micro acupuncture system. And there are definite acupuncture points that affect different areas of the body in this microacupuncture system, and we're speaking of the foot. And when you stimulate these alone or in combination with others, you have effectively designed a very effective acupuncture system. It's very scientific. Sometimes you have to do two or three. Sometimes one alone will work, but it's very scientific. Now, out comes somebody who read, I don't know the history of it, I should read about it, but out comes these publications touting acupressure, that they could put pressure on these acupuncture points and affect them in the way that acupuncture would. And books came out creating a cartoon of the acupuncture points. It's not exact. It mimics it somewhat. But it's not exact, and it's not an exact science, but somewhere along the line you hit these points and they feel good. So that's acupressure, and acupressure done in an exact way along the acupuncture points is very effective. As a matter of fact, some people think it's as effective as putting a needle in there. But reflexology is the science that came out that made a cartoon of this. So,
okay.
So when you massage, some people, instead of just exercising the different levels of the tissues, they're paying attention to the different acupuncture points, which can be very, very effective.
Okay. That is very interesting, especially to learn a little bit about it. Talk about just different creams, different things that you can put on your feet that actually help the process of doing a massage. So we'll be right back.
I wasn't expecting a miracle, and I got a little miracle.
Balm Reach, doctor-developed, patient-approved products for your hard-working feet.
First, we cleanse the skin with my Balm Reach medicated cleansing ready pads before we apply the all-natural foot cream. It's a therapeutic patent-pending system that's antibacterial, antifungal, and cleans and sanitizes the skin and toenails. You wouldn't condition your hair before you shampoo it. Well, Balm Reach medicated cleansing ready pads cleans your skin pollutants and healthfully sanitizes your skin without damaging that very important protective acid mantle layer of your skin, creating a pathway for the healing and feeling of Balm Reach all-natural foot cream, helping to eliminate your dry, scaling skin while reducing the stiffness, fatigue, and delivers that healing feeling. By the way, this Balm Reach system is great before cutting your nails. It makes them so soft, they cut easier, and removes that offensive debris that collects around your toenails. Together, a symphony of nutrients is formed that makes beautiful music in your skin and nails.
To order these products, go to DrReamRemedies.com or Amazon.com. I've never known anyone who didn't like a good foot massage, and there's definitely a reason behind such universal appeal. We'll talk more about this. I'm Dr. Kenneth Rehm, talking about feet, just for the health of it. The simple truth is, folks, that the foot is indeed attached to the rest of the body, and more than just by way of the leg. The ancient Chinese believed the foot had energy lines that affected all the other organs and all parts of the body. Acupuncturists and massage therapists will tout their formidable skills at stimulating these channels and the magnificent results they get. This not only substantiates the saying, when your feet hurt, you're hurt all over, but gives credence to the idea that a foot massage can not only be a healing experience, but an amorous one as well. I think a good foot massage would be a great treat for the feet for that special person. And don't forget the give and get rule. First you give a foot massage, and then you get one, if you're lucky. Oh, yes. I'm Dr. Kenneth Rehm, talking about feet just for the health of it.
All right. Hey, Dr. Rehm, we're back again, and just for the help of it, foot massage is what we're talking about right now, why it is so important, and we were listening about Balm Reach. Tell us a little bit about Balm Reach. That caught my attention, you know, where it, especially the cleansing part, where it clears a path for it.
Well, I have developed... You know, I'm a big car buff, Don, and I would never polish a car without washing it. And my wife says the same thing. She'd never condition her hair without washing it first. But here we are, putting stuff on our feet without making sure these hard working feet are cleansed of the everyday debris. Don't forget the sock debris, the nail debris, the skin debris. It all collects, and we have to clean that off if the ingredients of my very special foot cream, you say, what makes it special? It's a combination of ingredients that is anti-inflammatory. It cleans the contaminants, the bacteria and fungus, and it's antioxidant, and it's very important. We talk about good foot massage. that the I worked very hard on the rheology, R-H-E-O-L-O-G-Y, which is the science of consistency of a liquid. I've worked very hard on the rheological substance of this foot cream, both the diabetic and the active formula. And when you massage it in, it's not too liquidy, it's not too oily, it's not too greasy. Gives a good, firm massage. And I call it a good friction factor. You really get in there, and you're really able to stimulate these tissues that we were talking about to affect these results that we were mentioning. And so first you cleanse it with the Balm Riche Cleansing Ready Pads, and then you apply the cream. You've created a pathway so the cream, which is already penetrating, can provide extra deep penetration, both in the diabetic and both the active formula, before exercise, after exercise. As a diabetic, every day is part of your diabetic prevention daily program. I have incorporated ingredients in the diabetic formula which help prevent glycation, which is the accumulation of damaging sugar, which is the damage in diabetes and the skin. I've incorporated elements in there to help prevent this change. And you know what? The bottom line, it makes your feet feel so good, and it makes your feet look so good. Can I say more? You asked me a question. I answered it. I'm getting passionate about it because I've worked all my life to help this, because I believe in prevention, and I believe this helps in prevention of foot problems. There you go. I said it.
Good. And I agree with you. I have to state that, you know, when I first came, you were the one that introduced me to it, simply because my mom had an ulcer on her down near her ankle, and it has taken a long time to heal, simply because people would treat it wrong, and even the doctor. But see, here's the thing: is you can't go to the doctor every other day, and even if you did, they're not going to massage your feet. They're not going to take time and put this sort of cream on. They don't see that as their duty, their job. So what I did is I've been able to go in and you know, when she doesn't have a doctor's appointment, every other day, I will massage her feet, and I will use the Dr. Reem, the Balm Riche, and I can testify to it that keeps her feet pliable, keeps her feet soft, it keeps her feet, you know, because when you don't, and I don't do it, the bottom of her feet, they dry out. The nails were horrible, and we're back to clean, good looking, soft, pliable nails taken care of, and you know, they've grown out, and they give much attribution to the Balm Riche using it. So I know it. It works.
You know what really is interesting to me is people pay attention, so much attention to their teeth, and they pay so much attention to their hair. My God, you turn on the TV and all you see is hair commercials. And they say they pay so much attention to parts of their body. But, you know, I have a lot of patients, and I've been in practice a long time, and people rarely look at their feet and examine their feet every day the way they do their mouth and their teeth and their ears and their hair. It amazes me. And the feet are every bit as vulnerable to disease and problems. So it's just important. I'm glad you asked me that, Don. I really am. When you give a foot massage, though, remember, there's a way to do that. I'd like at some future point to go into detail how to do it, but you really have to get the important parts of the foot massage. That is the arch, the inner metatarsal spaces. You have to twist the joints, the metatarsal phalangeal joints, and the subtalar joints and the midtalar joints. You have to know where these are. I'm going to be putting a video on YouTube describing how to massage the foot. You have to concentrate on the bottom of the foot, the sides of the heel, the back of the heel. This is where all the inflammation takes place. And when you finish massaging, and don't forget about the toenails, you have to put the Balm Reish cleansing ready pads around the toenails, on the toenails, and use a conditioning cream over that and dry it off every time. It's fantastic. You are then taking care of your feet. My gosh.
And, you know, Dr. Rehm, we've been talking about the benefits. We've been talking about how good it feels. We talk about people who ignore their feet entirely. And that's what surprises me, is the fact that you do have to remind people that feet are attached to the rest of the body. And if there are these energy channels and we're pounding our feet with different pressures, the shear, the friction and the tearing, the different things that are, 3 to 5 times on our weight. Man, no wonder we feel horrible a lot of the times. And if we don't take care of our feet and pamper them sometimes, even with – and that's one of the things that I am good at since I've known you and for a long time, is at the end of the day I will take and sit down and I will – cleanse my feet. I take just as much time or more time with my feet and brush my feet and take care of them, and I don't have calluses. My feet are actually pretty good shape because I take that little bit of time to take care of them. And that's the credit goes to you, Dr. Rehm.
Oh, God, you're so kind, Don. But you know what? This is my life's work. And I'm really committed to it, and I have to, because really, it's one of the only things I'm really good at in life is being a doctor and educating. So I really have to maintain my credibility here. But my passion, all kidding aside, my passion, as anybody knows who listens to these series of podcasts, who listens to me all the time, is attention to prevention. Attention to prevention. Most of these things we deal with, it can be prevented. Trust me, they can be prevented. We don't have an insurance problem in this country. We have a problem of prevention. We don't prevent diseases, and we have a social structure that doesn't, and an insurance structure that doesn't promote prevention. And that's what I'm all about. If we could talk about that every show, I don't mind, because that's what it's about.
Yeah, you're right. One of my other clients, Dr. Senator Stephen Payne, who that's what we talk an awful lot. He simply tells us that our medical system is it's hospital-centric. It treats people after it's all done. It's not prevention. It's when they got the problem, that's how they're treated. So you're absolutely right. Appreciate that.
Yeah. So the bottom line is that I think where we put massage is kind of a daily or maybe 3 or 4 times a week regimen for your feet that does so much good. The good is increasing the circulation, increasing the range of motion of the joints, actually helping to prevent different symptoms of arthritis. It mobilizes the waste products. It helps your performance in exercise and sports, which in essence, if we could perform better there, we're healthier in the long run. And you know what? It feels good. It mobilizes our spirits. It gets us going, gives us energy. What more can we ask?
Absolutely. Hey, that's great. Thanks for being with us this morning, Dr. Rehm.
As always, thank you.
Absolutely. This is Don Alan Rico and Dr. Ken Rehm, the foot expert online. Remember to keep your feet healthy. Bye for now. The Ford Expert Online is a production of Q Ford Productions, copyright 2019, Kenneth Ream, all rights reserved.